Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome on to this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I've got Lindsay Perry with me once again. My name is Brad Brown. Lindsay, an interesting question, and probably one that I should actually be asking Professor Tim Noakes on one of the other podcasts I host. But Vivian wanted me to ask you, and she said she's just started following a low-carb, high-fat diet. Part of the adaption process involves running in a fasted state. She says she's previously run 2 Bull Rowans at Comrades, but her times have slowed, so she's doing some speed work now. How should she fuel before these speed sessions? Should she stay fasted on her long runs if she's running, say, about 3 hours, even though she feels like she has less energy at this phase in her sort of fat adaption?
So she's never going to feel like she's got more energy while she's physically exercising during this fat adaption. So it's possible that she will feel better and healthier and all the rest of the things that people report. But I have spoken to many, many athletes that are moving to training fat adapted, and all of them eventually fuel with some form of carbohydrate, whether it's a more natural form or whatever it is that helps them to justify and sleep better at night. But they all take in some form of carbohydrate, because during exercise, and the higher the intensity of the exercise is, the worse they feel. They feel flat, they've got no power. So a lot of them report that, look, they can still do 2, 3, 4 hours of exercises even fasted, and do it at a fairly good speed. And some of them even say, in terms of their endurance capacity, time-wise, they're doing it a little bit quicker, but they just feel horrible doing it, and they feel like there is no other gear. Kind of like the difference between a diesel, well, maybe not modern diesels, but you know, there was always the joke between diesel and petrol. You know, the petrol's got the oomph, and the diesel just goes and goes and goes. That's the sort of thing that they feel. And cyclists feel it more acutely, because cyclists, whether you mountain bike or whether you road bike, there are these short periods of very high intensity followed by periods of relative easy cycling. And those high intensity things, they just actually can't deliver the power required. So what I would encourage you to do is to figure out what sort of level of carbohydrate intake, particularly in those high intensity sessions. I mean, she's almost wasting her time doing them if she's going to do them in a fasted or fat adapted state. But also in her other runs, because when she gets to race time, she's going to be using some kind of product, whether it's a lower GI product or a honey based product or an agar based product. All the athletes eventually get to the point where they either feel fairly normally on carbohydrates as they always did during exercise, or they take some other form of, in inverted commas, more natural form of sugar. But that feeling of flatness is not going to go away no matter how long she keeps trying to adapt.
Brilliant. Lindsay, thank you very much for that. Vivian, I hope that helps. If you've got any other questions, please do be in touch. We're back again in just a couple of days' time from the two of us. It's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.